Hello, hello, good morning. I'm calling from National Opinion Service. We are conducting a national opinion survey. I am not selling anything. I'm just conducting this opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote at all?
Yeah, I plan on voting.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, one more question. What is your age, sir?
It doesn't matter. I'm a senior citizen.
I'm sorry, sir. Say that again.
I'm above 50.
Oh, okay. Thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
Huh?
What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
I'm African-American.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election, President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated.
Wait, start over again. What'd you say?
Yep. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Give me a 10.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, please tell me if you approve or disapprove their job. Joe Biden as president. Do you approve or disapprove the job they are doing?
Yes.
Okay. Said that you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
I approve what Joe Biden is doing.
Okay. Thank you, sir. What about Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman?
Who?
Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
I'm not familiar with her. Is she a Republican? She's a Republican or Democrat?
Okay, not a problem, sir. Not a problem. Okay, what do you think about Donald Trump as former president?
I think he's an asshole and they must be out there on the street. And he should be locked up somewhere. That's what I think about it.
Okay. Thank you for letting me know. And what about Sherrod Brown as senator?
I'm not familiar with her.
That's okay. Not a problem. Thank you. Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or unfamiliar with them, that's fine. Just let me know. So, one more time. Donald Trump, would you say that you are very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
As Donald Trump, I'm not favored at all.
Okay.
I'm not in favor of Donald Trump at all.
Okay. Understood. What do you think about Democrats in Congress? Are you very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I'm for favorable.
Thank you, sir. What about Joe Biden?
He's good. I think he's favorable.
Would you say you are very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Thank you. What about First Energy?
What?
The First Energy Institution?
The First Energy?
Correct. Are you very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Almost there. Thank you for your time. I'm going to do this as quickly as I can. Okay, what do you think about Republicans in Congress?
What do I do? What?
What do you think on Republicans in Congress? Would you say that you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
I didn't get the first part of your question.
Republicans in Congress. That's the topic. Yeah.
Well, say that again. Let me see what you said.
No worries. So, Republicans in Congress, will you say that you are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? That the
very unfavorable. Very unfavorable.
Thank you for that. Okay, what about Derek Merrin?
I don't recall her.
Okay, not a problem, sir. And what about Marcy Capture?
If she's a Republican, I'm not favorable none of them. Nothing that's a Republican, I'm not favorable of her.
Okay, understood.
All of them is assholes.
Understood, sir. So, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Democrat or the Republican?
I vote Democrats.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or any other candidate?
Democrat Joe Biden.
Understood. Thank you for that. And if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Democrat Sherrod Brown and Republican Bernie Moreno, for whom would you vote?
Neither one of them.
Understood. Thank you. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merrin?
Democrat.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Almost there. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Merrick, or would you say there is no chance for you will consider voting for Republican Derek Merrick?
No chance. No chance at all. No chance.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now, I'm going to read you a statement some people have made about the Democrat Marcy Kaptur. It says, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and upper borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. Now, that was a statement. Does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kaptur, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or don't you think it's true, please let me know.
Most likely, I vote for her. Okay. Okay. Okay,
1 second, sir. Okay. Thank you for that. I'm almost certain. Just some minutes of your time. I appreciate that. So now I'm going to read some statements people have made about Republican Derek Merrin. After each statement, please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely to vote for him, or makes no difference on your, in your opinion. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them or you don't think it's true, please say so. So the statement says the following. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature vote for to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Merrin vote no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat vote to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic distress disorder due to the job to get their workers' compensation, Merrin even vote no on that. I'm just wondering if that statement, sir, makes you more likely to vote for him, or don't you think it's true?
Who you say?
For Derek Merrin.
Who is he? Is he a Democrat or Republican?
One second.
This mandate also exposed information from private purchase.
just a separate, well, second, sir.
At guardyourcard.com/billing.
1 second, sir.
Are you finished?
No, sir. I'm just getting the information. Give me just 1 second. I'm just fulfilling this. One more minute of your time.
She then calculated that its racing rally contained at least 30 obvious falsehoods, including a one that he won in Wisconsin in 2020, when in fact he lost by more than 20,000 votes.
Do you remember in 2016 we won, and then we did much better here in 2020, but they, you know, lots of things happened. And then in the end, we won. Never watch what happened in 2020 to happen again. You have to vote. And watch you vote, because they tend to disappear. We have all the votes we need.
Okay. Thank you for your time. Sorry, I just got fulfilling the survey. So, pretty much, this is Derek Merrick, who is a Republican, just so you know.
What did you say? I missed that.
Yep. So, Mr. Derek Merrick is a Republican.
He's like a reporter. I'm not familiar with him.
Not a problem, sir. Let me move on to the next one. I'm almost there. So, the statement says the following. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Merrick was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Merrick's corruption. Would you say this statement makes you much less likely to vote for him, somewhat less likely, nor difference, more likely, or not true?
Somewhat more likely not to vote for him.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm almost there. I'm just taking some minutes of your time. So there is another statement that says the following. It says, Derek Merrick wrote a bill that will define the crime of, quote, aggravated abortion murder. Merrick's bill will prosecute both doctors and women, potentially leading to prison and could even find them punishable by death. Merrick's bill will also force doctors to replace ectopic pregnancies, which is medically impossible, and punish them if they refuse. Would you say this statement makes you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or you don't think this statement is true?
Less likely.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Moving on. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Merrick wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water, so he and his cronies could have some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on credit. Would you say this makes you vote for him much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true at all on this state?
Less likely to vote for
him. Okay. Thank you, sir. I'm almost there. Just some more minutes. In the state legislature, Derek Merrick support anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Merrick will stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare, and will raise their retirement age. This statement makes you vote for him much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true at all to this statement.
Need to be ready for this. Most unlikely.
One more. In the state legislature, Derek Merrick saw the extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmaker offices, while working families are struggling to make ends meet. The last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us. Would you say this statement makes you vote for him much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference, more likely, or not true at all?
Most likely not favorable.
Okay. Thank you. Based on what you just heard, sir, about these statements, what is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Merritt, or would you still vote for Merritt?
Because I don't trust no Republican. All of them is assholes. So anything got a R behind it, I don't vote for nothing with R behind it.
Okay.
Because if you vote for one, it's when you vote for one, you vote for them all. All of them is crooks and assholes.
Got it, sir. Thank you. Just taking notes of this. Appreciate that. Okay, so sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So let me ask again. If the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Marcy Kaptur or Republican Derek Merritt?
I will vote Democratic.
Thank you, sir. What would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Merritt?
Number one, man, listen, in my opinion, from what I learned about the Republicans, all of them is crooks. All of them, they are no good. And they, all of them, going to do whatever Trump tells them to do. So I wouldn't vote for neither one of them. Got an R about it. Because all of them going to do whatever he say do. That's what they are going to do. Whether it's right or wrong, that's what they're going to do. I'm not voting for Donald Trump. I wouldn't vote for him. I would never vote for him. If he was the only guy in the race, I wouldn't vote for him.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Okay, now I'm just going to make some quick background questions, General. Just let me know. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, sir?
A high school graduate.
1 second. Thank you, sir. So, regardless of how you have previously voted in the past, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Hello?